Peter O'Toole and Sylvester Stallone. You may not think they have much in common, but this week they do. Sylvester Stallone returns to the ring as an over-the-hill boxer in the movie Rocky Balboa, and Peter O'Toole finds one last love as an over-the-hill actor in Venus. Bob Mondello says the films offer two lively takes on aging.
To beat this guy, you need speed. You don't have it. And you got arthritis in your neck, and you've got calcium deposits on most of your joints. So what we'll be calling on is good old-fashioned blunt force trauma. Let's start building some hurting bombs.
I know. You're thinking, oh, please, not Rocky again. I was thinking that, too. And a desiccated, wizened old Peter O'Toole isn't really what I was looking to see at Christmas time, either. But in their dotage, these two old pros turn out to be surprisingly surprising. I mean, you expect that in Rocky Balboa, Sylvester Stallone will start out beaten down physically. That's what that tongue-in-cheek training montage is all about. But he's also demoralized, a has-been who has retold his same old story so often that everyone he tells it to knows the punchline, as it were. And in that, Rocky's not unlike the 60-year-old actor who plays him, trying to keep up with younger stars, knowing he's become a kind of punchline himself.
Do I really care about standing toe-to-toe and all that stuff? Or like my kid says, is it just like ego? Or am I like this old pug who's just trying to replace old pain with new pain? I don't know. I don't know.
This sad-eyed, mumbling mug, by which I mean both Rocky and Stallone, can still be endearing when he's down, much as we forget that when he's puffed up. And the same old story he's telling can be, too, when outfitted as it is here, with a couple of new wrinkles for the aging baby boomer in all of us. As for Peter O'Toole, he's crammed a lot of living into his 74 years, and these days he looks it, so much so that in Venus, when you see him on a hospital gurney in an operating room early on, you'll be as worried as the folks gathered around him.
Oh, goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dad.
I'm cut.
O'Toole's playing Morris, a once distinguished actor who now mostly gets cast as a corpse on TV. He's still pretty spry, though, particularly when it comes to the ladies. They no longer look at him, but when one of his ancient actor buddies is visited by a 19-year-old niece who just sits around his apartment like a lump, Morris definitely has an eye for her.
What do you do? In London, I mean.
Looking for work.
What sort of work?
Work.
Any particular kind?
Modeling.
Well, there can't be much call for that.
Call for what?
Yodeling.
Not yodeling. Yodeling. Modeling. You know.
Do you have a fallback position?
No, I don't need one.
Right.
Are you saying I do?
Morris gets her a job as a nude model for an art class he's hoping to, audit, let's say, which is not quite what she had in mind. His attentions appall her, actually, but when his health starts to flag, she finds ways to give him a little of what he wants. O'Toole is pretty marvelous in Venus, raunchy and charming in about equal measure, and he's surrounded by the sort of actors that the Brits have the good sense not to throw in the trash heap when they get on in years. Leslie Phillips from the old Carry On comedies, portly Richard Griffiths, and Vanessa Redgrave as Morris's ex-wife. Her presence reminds you not just of the physical beauty that she and O'Toole had when they were young, but also of the reason that they stood out from the rest of the young cinematic beauties.
I did love you. For a time. And for the rest of the time, I was fond of you.
Please, no.
More than
no,
fond
don't.
Of you.
You don't have to.
It's my goodbye to you.
Why, where are you going?
That laugh, her dawning realization that he's talking about mortality. Gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
We won't live forever.
No.
No. Which is reason to catch them now. I'm Bob Mondello.